Let's read about Bahab in the Aruch HaShulchan. We spend time on Bahab here and there. Let's read what it says over here in Siman Tov Tzadi Beis. It's on page 121 on the bottom. Kosavatu Bahab shows a big mystery. Why exactly do we fast? There's so many different reasons why we fast, why we observe. No one fasts Bahab today. Very rare to find a minute fast. You could find, but very rare. But people observe to some degree. At least they acknowledge it exists. they say the slichas today very quickly. They say the slichas very quickly, but they say the slichas. And in some shuls, they make the mishaberach the Shabbos before mishaberach for those people that will fast and observe Bahab. Today is the last day of Bahab. That's why we're reading it. Right. So today is the last day. So Kosav, what is it all about? Kosav Atur. Again, on the bottom, page 121. Tav Tzadi Beis. Aleph. Kosav Atur. Noegim le'ashkenaz. In Germany. Uvit Sarfas in France. Lis'anoi sheni t'chamishi v'sheni echot. To fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Achar Pesach. Uvit Sukkos. And after Sukkos. Umamtinim ad she'avor. Now, when do we begin the fast? Monday, Thursday, Monday. We wait until ad she'avor kol chodesh nisan v'tisha. We don't fast after Pesach immediately. We wait until Rosh Chodesh. Then we make the announcement. We don't even start fasting after Rosh Chodesh right away.
Right.
We wait until Rosh Chodesh. Then we wait until Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you make an announcement. You make a Mishaberach after Kriyas HaTorah. And then the following Monday, Thursday, Monday, we observe. So sometimes it can take a long time. Take a long time until you finally get into the swing of doing Bahab after Pesach and Sukkot. And as I said, today is the last day of Bahab. It's the Monday that follows. The Oz Mis'anin. And you fast. The meaning is to fast. Why don't we fast in Nisan and Tishrei during that? You don't fast those months. Now, what's the reason? What is this? This is the $6 million question. Why? Why do you fast Bahab? The Samchoy Samal Mikra, the Eo, the Pasukin Eo. It says in Eo, it says there that he made a party every so often for his children. And after the party was over, he brought korbanos. Why did Eoiv bring Korbanos after he brought his family together? Ulai, Chotu Bonai, maybe my children have sinned. And being the Ula, my children have sinned, therefore I have to atone for any sin they committed when they came to have a party. So you lose, you let your guard down, and you may be nichshol in any type of avera, who knows what it is, when you get together at a family meeting, a family party, a suda, and therefore, let me bring korbanos to atone for any possible sin they may have committed. I always wondered why it says with ulai. Ulai is always a term, there's pen and there's ulai. Pen means you hope it did not happen. Ulai is when you hope it should happen. Eliezer said to Avraham Avinu when he was sent, Ulai lo sove ha'isha l'leches acharai. He was hoping the girl would not want to come. He wanted. So one is the first one, Eliezer, he said, why did he say Ulai? Because he wanted the girl not to go. Why? So then Avram would have no choice but to take Eliezer's own daughter as a zivuk for Yitzchak. You mentioned the pasuk of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, Rivka told him to go and disguise yourself as Esav and serve your father Matamin. This is against the nature, the grain of Yaakov Isha Emes. Ulai Yimusheni Avi Halavai. If only he'll feel me and he'll discover I'm a fraud because I don't want to go through with this because it's against my nature. So I don't know why over here does it say over here when it comes to Eiv that his family got together to have a su'udah, a family get together, and he said maybe one of my children has done an aveira. Why does it say ula? He should have said pen. Pen is the word which means I do not want it to have happened. Here he's almost saying I do want them to have sinned, and now I will atone for their sins with a carbon. So it's a little bit bizarre. There must be something much deeper. I do not know. Next, so therefore we follow the same exactly. And this is the Tam of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's very famous. This Tam and the Sfarim, which mention why do we fast Bahab, they will all quote the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm not sure that this idea is presented anywhere else. Aruch HaShulchan many times sneaks in Chidushim. He sneaks in major leak Chidushim that you're not going to find anywhere else. Similar to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which sneaks in major chidushim in Pesach Halacha that you're not going to find anywhere else. So here he quotes a very novel tam of why we observe Bahamas, because since on Pesach everyone goes to a hotel, everyone goes to some type of cholamoid gathering or some triple period, big family, and people let their guard down, you're subject to the same exact sakana of the children of Eiv, and therefore you have to do tshuva. We can't bring korbanos, so in place of bring korbanos, we have to fast 3 days to do tshuva for taruvis, for all of the mingling that took place on.
It's the overeating.
Overeating. That's why you have to go on a fast after the seder. Ulai, so therefore right from shulshan you may hamoid him, you may mishta v'simcha. Ulai chatu. Perhaps we have committed aveiros, we let our guard down over Yom Tov. Therefore, v'oisem kamo tainis tzibur. Likrois vayichal, at to go so far, even to lein vayichal. There is a topic of discussion, if you take a fast, do you lein vayichal in the morning? So on a regular fast day, the Dalet Somos, we all know that we do lein in the morning, shachris vayichal, and we lein by mincha vayichal. It's not so simple if on a tainis tzibur, even, let's say today you're fasting, you're in a community where they actually fast on the Bahab, if this morning you lay in Vayachal, or no, on Bahab has a different status, in the morning you still lay in the Kriya Satora, by Mincha you lay in Vayachal, but not necessarily to change the Kriya Satora for Bahab to Vayachal. That is a topic of discussion. At Kan Lashonah. What, so what? Let's say regular tainus. Regular tainus.
No,
so say the same thing.
So,
but so you could say the same thing. So you could say the same thing on a regular tainus. On tainus Esther. On tainus Esther.
Set up in the calendar. Bahab is not set up.
So what? On tainus Esther, also not set up. It's also we push around.
The tainus is set up for who knows how long.
But you push it around.
Declare it. You have to have a makabel on there on Shabbos.
Okay, you can argue. You can argue the point different ways.
And it's not always a certain day.
Okay, tainus also we push around a tainus in nidche. Okay, let's see. The remez yesh b'gemara. The gemara says sakba.
Nidche never falls on a Monday or Thursday.
What?
When's the nidche fall on a Thursday or a Monday?
You have some gedalia. Some gedalia can be pushed off if it's a 3 day yomtiv.
In the morning.
Right, some gedal you can be pushed. Some oltim del chatchil is a nidche tainis because right. When was it? And then let's say it's a 3 day Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. So then it's pushed off. And what about Shavuos v'Tammuz? That can be pushed off to Sunday. It's nidche. Tisha B'Av, yeah, you have all learning for Tisha B'Av, special learning for Tisha B'Av. But what about Tzom Gedalia? It's pushed off, and Tainis Esther is pushed off. And what am I missing? What are the Shavuos v'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedalia? They all can be pushed off. Okay, let's go further. Now the Gemara says Sak Ba Dishasa Rigla. Now, what does that mean? What does the word Sak Ba? I'm reading it correctly. The Gemara says Chiddush means Perushoy Rabbi Seinu means it means Rabbi Seinu is Balei Atayzal Ra'ua. Sak Ba means the evil. It means Avera. It means committing Averos. Shalimayis Hashanah Liyichud for being alone privately with women that you're not going to be alone with, uli avera, to be nichshol in arayos, in hirhuri avera, or schmoozing with women that you're not supposed to be schmoozing with, right? Some type of social scene where you get a little bit too comfortable, kol yimois haregel, the time when a person is susceptible to this danger are the days of Yom Tov. L'chein, therefore, therefore, that's the reason why we have accustomed to have Bahab after Yom Tov. Now, if that's the case, so why only two Moadim? Why not Shavuos? Shavuos also, after all that cheesecake, who knows, you might have some Hirhure Avera. So how come there is no Bahab after Shavuos? It's only one day. One day you'll behave yourself in one day. That you can name yourself. The acha shavuos lechashul fish ein ela shnei yom, 2 days. Afilu b'chutzirat ve'ein zman kol kach lechato. You don't have so much time to sin. That's the goal of the game. The goal is to keep busy. As long as you're busy, you don't have time to sin. That's a very big mile in being busy in life. You just don't have time to do averus. I told you also about Rabbi Kefet. He always jokes that he davens in a nusach svar minyan for mincha. He says. And he comes there, and after Shon Esrei, they're all clapping. So he says, I don't have so much time to do all those averos. From the time I said vidu yesterday, I'm busy. I got a job. He's almost probably 90 years old. He's 80 years old. He's busy. I am busy. I hardly have so much time to do all of those averus to klap al chait. So same thing when it comes to Shavuos, there's just not enough time to do averus. So we have to have a 3-day fast for Pesach and Sukkot.
It's a bracha of Atala, right?
What?
So when he gets Ali, it's a bracha of Atala.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Get a bracha? What? What?
If he goes and says by Yechal.
No, well, he's saying over here with Pesach and Shavuos, we have time to averus. But on Shavuos, there is no baham because there's no time to averus. Halacha means minag gushu v'shamas v'rishon achar rosh chodesh iyar oy b'mar cheshvayn mevor machrizin hata anisim. We make an announcement. We mi sheyiv beirach make a meshvech kishenitfas b'sidurim v'fit shalok kibal nolim l'chayva. We have not accepted this as an absolute obligation. Mitam ze achsho b'mnei chalit shadoros nismatu hamisanim. So this is a very fascinating thing that if you're in shul, just in the kasha. And if you're in shul and you hear the make the mishaberach and you answer amen, and you answer amen, l'choyer, that's an affirmant. What is amen? I affirm that this is correct. Really, if you affirm that this is correct, then you have a duty to fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday. So how come when they make the mishaberach in shul? Probably today almost no one is fasting. The most people will do is they'll say the slichos, if even that. So how could it be? They announced that? Yeah. Wow, okay, I never saw that. It's very interesting.
Don't you have to declare it by mincha?
I know that my father told them.
Before.
My father in Israel, they didn't say in Israel, my father, they did not say the slichos. So they asked my father, should they make the mishmeres? He told them no. He says no, because no one here, we're not even saying the slichos, so it's there's
but
no.
But you have to declare it by mincha b'lifnei.
You have to, if you mekabla tainis. Yeah. No, so this is also
that's
a Kabbalah.
A private declaration.
This is a tainis, I don't know for sure that the announcement on Shabbos, if you're observing Bahab with a tainis, you don't have to be mekabla by mincha before.
No,
just
right.
Like you do not have to be mekabla tainis Esther, the Dalit Zaymois.
No, of course not.
Tainis Sibur. So Bahab is also a tainis Sibur.
That's what
it's,
he said now.
Ain't Sakhla Kabbalah Tainis Biyam Rishon. The person who answers Amen does not need Kabbalah Tainis Biyam Rishon. Biyam Arvi, Biminchov, the Zeo Havi Kabbalah. Aval Ain, Amen Machricha Lissanis. Just because you answer Amen, you don't have to fast Kamosha Yesh Toyim Lemakain, like those who make this mistake. Amen Ain Elekim Baracha. It's a bracha for those that will fast. L'misha yisnadev l'insanais. El deloy gora ze mi kabbalah shebishas mincha. It's no worse than a kabbalah shebeis mincha. V'simin tovkuf samachva v'tovkuf samaches. Yisparu dinim elu b'siyat d'shmai k'sheyesh milo yichasn lo machriz b'mincha. And when there's a, okay, I'm not sure what this means, when there's a machrizin b'mincha, I'm not sure, those who will fast will not, I do not know. Basically, the Yisoid is we make the announcement on Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, and then it's Monday, Thursday, Monday. Today is the last day, and he only provides one time, and the one time is because of Taruvis, because people are nichshol in Yichud and in forbidden relations, things like that, and the Abizrayu, all of the subcategories, that's why we need to do Teshuvah. It's a very controversial reason. I remember these, they always tell us this in Yeshiva, is that, you know, it's Ben Hazmanim now, and the Manal, he always used to warn us, you know, he's like a pep talk right before the last day of Yeshiva, before Pesach, and before, you know, spring vacation. You know, it's Ben Hazmanim. There are a lot of nisyonos. You're going away, you're going back home, you're not going to be learning, you have to be mechazek. Remember, you know, there's such a concept called Bahab. When Yom Tov was over, they would fast 3 full days to do teshuvah for the averos that were done during Bein Hazmanim. So you should see too that you should not be nichshol, you should not need to come on to that during this time of the year. Again, this is controversial because the Aruch HaShulchan only quotes this reason, but there are many, many other reasons why it's done. Many others say it's because it's a time of the year when people get sick. In ancient times, even today, after Pesach, winter sets in. And when winter, after Sukkot, winter sets in, and it's a very dangerous time. A change in weather is a very great sakana for people's health. And when winter begins, you are susceptible to getting a cold, getting the flu, and therefore you have to fast. And when spring, it now gets hot. So a change in weather is a time when people have a tendency to need to go to the doctor. Is that true today? To some degree, in the winter, it's probably true. When you go to the spring, do people need to go to the doctor more? I don't think so. Dr. Fruchter, no? But winter, when you go into winter, that's more of a time. When it changes, gets cold, then. So it seemed that this was a time of sakana, therefore people would fast in order to have siyat d'shmaya, they should not get sick during these times of the year when people got sick. No? Other than the year. I don't know. There are a whole bunch of other reasons which I don't remember, but the Aruch HaShulchan, it's interesting that this is the reason that he has selected, he holds it to be the primary reason. Okay, let's now go to
about the we're just looking up the Pasuk in Iyud.
Yeah.
So he says Ulai, he brought the Karbonos for the Machshava. So what I was thinking perhaps is he didn't know what they did, but he liked the idea and thought well of himself that without giving his tochacha to his children, because he thought maybe they had impure thoughts or whatever they were doing when he made the simcha every week, they shouldn't have done it. But instead of doing anything about it, he was proud of himself for bringing the karbonis based on what
Ulai is for himself.
So he was thinking, you see what a great guy I am. I even bring karbonis on what they might be thinking, and I don't know. And he didn't do anything about it, though. So
all right, okay.
That's why. The Ebn Ezra says he just means pen.
It acknowledges the question.
It means just that it's like saying pen. He doesn't want
to. There has to be something deeper. It has to be a deeper reason why it's. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
You're saying an idea. You're saying a very profound idea.
I'd like to think so.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to the next seven. Seven Tav Tzadi Gimel. Dinam Hanagim Bimei Ha'imer. Okay. Eilu Hayamim Shebein Pesach La'atzeres Muchsak Eitzel Kol Yisrael Zeh. For hundreds of years, limei din, they are in the category of days of midas hadin, days of harshness, limei evil, days of mourning. Mibnei shebizman hakotzer hazeh, during this period of time, meisu yud beis elef zugos talmidei chachamim talmidei Rabbi Akiva kedisa b'misach yivamis uvekula meisu b'misa askara, all of them died misas askara, which is a very painful death. It's a death of enormous torture. And that itself is yisurim. They would just have died instantaneously
in one year
during a time, a period of 33 days. Which 33 days exactly did they die? That is totally indifferent in the minhagim. But it was definitely between Pesach and Shavuos. There were 33 days or 32 days which they died, and therefore we observe, and they died not just a death. They forget about this part. They died a death which involved a lot of yisurim, a lot of pain and suffering. Ask us some type of death in the throat, where there is suffocation, and to suffocate. What's that? With the throat. It's a throat disease which is hard to breathe, and it involves Chazal's eyes. This was, you say this word askara, people would shake. Okay, people would shake. Askara, oh no, that's like the worst way to go, the worst form of suffering. So therefore we have to, and why the throat, so Chazal want to say is because Shaloi Nohagu covered Zelozeh. How do you give covered? Speech. Dibor, Lashon Hara, the Koyach HaDibor. When a person is not Nizah, the Koyach HaDibor, then he has abused his throat, his vocal cords, which are hosted in the throat area. So therefore, the punishment for Lashon Hara is Askara, and Lashon Hara is the core chait of the Shaloi Nohagu Kavoid Zeh Lozeh.
They had families too.
There was collateral damage. For everyone who dies, you have a family, a whole family, Yisaimim, an Almana, Yisaimim, that are mourning. So you're right, you're saying it's not just 24,000 people. You're dealing with 24,000 families. So you're dealing over here with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who are suffering from their loss. The Oid Reinu Sheikre Yimei Hagzeris Bishnois Meil Sha'avu Bitsarfasu Ve'ashkenaz Hoybiyam Eilu Kimavur Be'amea Mea Piyutim Sha'osu Kadmoinenu. The Crusades, Tatnu. Tatnu 1096. The first crusade. Tatnu, the year, the Hebrew year, Tatnu, 1096, the first crusade. 1096, the first crusade. This was, took place, the main tragedies of the three cities of Speyer, Mainz, and Worms took place during this tekufa between Pesach and Shavuos.
The outside of Mainz is this Friday.
This Friday. So it's mentioned. It's mentioned in the Kinois. The Kinois, they lay out exactly the whole sequence of events, exactly what happened during this period of time. Therefore, and that's why the Av Harachamim was composed to, as a memorial for the First Crusade, for these three Kehilois. And therefore, there are some Kehilois that say it, the only time they say it is in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Mevarchim Chodesh Sivan is the only time they say it. Some say it also during Iyar, even though it's because since Mevarchim Chodesh Iyar, because it's during Sephira. And they don't say it the whole year round. That's not our meaning. Our meaning is we say it the whole year round. We don't say it typically on Shabbos Mevarchim, but these two Shabbos, being that this was the Iker's man when it was instituted that it should be said, then we do say it.
There are others that have a
meaning
also on
Av. Chodesh Av. Okay, different Minhagim. Chodesh Av is Avelo, so we also. Mevarchim Chodesh Av, so some do, some do not. Different Minhagim. Let's go further. So the three different question marks are Sivan, Iyar and Av. Sivan, everyone says. The other 2 months depend on the minhag. Some will also say it in Chodesh Iyar because it's Svira, and some will also say it in Chodesh Av because of the Avelus of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's go further. What happened in 1096, 700 years ago, Shavu Bitzarfas fi Ashkenaz in France and in Germany, Al Shabbosis Elu Shabin Pesach Latzeris Vahim Malayim Kinim Vahege Vahi, three different expressions of mourning, eulogy, Vyesh Oitam Al Yam Elu Shahim Yimei Din. Okay, then there is Kabbalistic reasons which we do not understand. These are days of din, the days of din between Pesach and Shavuos, and therefore we have to be at our best.
So the second reason is the whole time?
The second,
33 days,
no, we don't do more than 33 days. The days of Avelos, he goes further. We only do 33 days. There's a limit. I mean, there are people that do the entire time. Very rare.
I don't understand. If somebody never died of Kiddush Hashem, against them, but they died because they did Avelos.
Yes.
Why do we have to have Avelos?
But because we have to do tshuva for their, we should not be nichshol in their averos. The same way they did averos, that's a reminder that we should not do those averos. It doesn't, because they did averos, yourself doesn't take away from the fact that we mourn their death. They were tzaddikim. They were talmidei chachamim. They made mistakes. They made mistakes, but it does not take away from the fact that it was a very great tragedy that they died. So we have to be misabel for their death, and we also have to incorporate into the averos is to make sure that this does not happen again. We have to learn from what happened to them.
One of the people who died in this crusade was the Mordechai and his family. They were slaughtered.
Mordechai. Mordechai is the Av of all the Rishonim.
He was slaughtered in 1099 of the Third Crusade.
Okay. Therefore, Nohag kol Yisrael mimos vagoyim shel lisa isha bin Pesach latadif. The meaning is not to get married between Pesach. Between Lisa, between Pesach Liatzes, in Pesach and Shavuos, the loy chilku bein nisun the mitzvah kagoyin. It doesn't matter if it's a nisun shal mitzvah kagoyin mishloim nikiim adaim piru urvu pri urvia a persiayim kaim the mitzvah im lav yavagav de avelos gemura yesh chilukim. Even when it comes to a person who's an avelos, it's very interesting. A person who's an avel, a person who was planning to get married, and then rachmana litzlan, a close relative, dies. And now he's plunged into Avelos. So the halacha is, in many situations, he gets married. Since he was planning on getting married, the date was set, the payment was paid, down payment was made. So in many situations, the wedding goes on. The wedding goes on even during Avelos. Sometimes not, sometimes yes. But when
no
it comes
music.
To, what?
No music.
It depends. Not so simple. It's not so clear. It's a very complicated halacha. I don't know. Every situation is different. But when it comes over here to between Pesach and Shavuos, it's even more machmir. When more machmir, there are no weddings planned, period. What? That's because you went during the minyan before Rosh Chodesh. Because that's Sfira. That's not Sfira. That that family, they observe Svira from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos. So you have not, they have, and you are allowed to participate in their Simcha. Once they are allowed to have a Simcha in their Minot, that's not called Avelus, so they are allowed to invite anyone who wants to come. They can come, they can participate, they can rejoice. The only thing is that they cannot take a haircut. Those who are observing Svira, and even though you're allowed to participate, you're not allowed to take a haircut when you go to the wedding in that time.
So the wedding is a blanket for the whole 50 days?
Well, only during the time, the minig, only during the observance period. We only, like halacha lemaisa, observe, most of us, only 33 days out of 50. There are 50 days between Shavuos and Pesach, only 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. We observe of those days 33 days.
So is he going to...
Yes, going to clarify. So it comes out an incredible chiddush how severe it is to get married during this time, even though during Shiva and Shloshim it's possible, theoretically possible, for a person to get married, but not during the time of Sefira. So let's say a person doesn't listen. A person, he books a caterer. Caterer gives him a real good discount. And he gets married. So would we put out an ad in the paper that this man is an avarion, he's a sinner, no one should go and do business with him, no one should give him an aliyah? No, we don't protest. We don't picket his in front of his home and say he's a balavera. Ain oinchno so kevin shosa mitzvi did a mitzvah. Some people, they would be very happy they should get married. Even during Sphere, they will go. The kol sheken kisharosh yochel hashlich lispatel. Certainly, the person is afraid that he's going to lose a once in a lifetime opportunity. So he wants to chap the girl and marry her. An emergency shidduch. Avol ores ulekadesh. Shaper da. But let's say a person just wants to do the first part of marriage, to get married, just not to have the nisuin, not to take his wife into his home, to have the erisin. Harat mikudeshes, that lechatchila you could do, because that's not such a great simcha. The simcha comes when you have the nesun, you take the woman to your home. Avol aris lekadesh shab b'dam b'chein etzlein la'aseh shiduchim u'lichtoiv t'noyim mutu yulata and make a vart. Okay, that no nesun never held back from having a vart. That's pashut. And t'noyim, even a lot of signs, t'noyim mutur shema yikadmenu acher. Okay, you let even want to get around Tisha B'Av, you want to have a vart. Shema yikadmenu acher. What's the age-old question? No one has a good answer for this. Yeah. What are you afraid of? Shema yikadmenu acher. It's bashert. Arboim yoim koidim hayitzira machrizin bas. Bas pluni in the pluni. So let's say you're up to Zivig Rishon. You're up to Zivig Rishon. There's no good answer for this.
But that's what they argue is an answer. That's what one
says. Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni.
Because it's up to you.
Up there, it's up to you. Zivig Rishon. Okay, these are very difficult questions. Very difficult hashkafic questions on dealing with Shidduchim.
How many cases like this happen anyway? Could they see you slow? How many people know of someone that got married?
No, then the other side.
The principle is there. The yisoid is there.
You know what? In 10 years, you know what? Did it?
Yeah. What?
They had the wedding in the Sphira.
I'm going to one this year.
You going to this one?
I went to
one. My son got married in the Sphira.
Huh?
My son got married in the Sphira.
I'm not talking in the 30 days. The days that he's not married.
Between Rosh Chodesh and Lag BaOmer. No one is allowed to get married between Rosh Chodesh and Lag BaOmer. But let's say someone does so it's okay. If someone doesn't know the halacha, and they go and they book a hall and they get married, are you allowed to go? L'chor, you're allowed to go. It's a mitzvah deraisa. And like, oh, but how are you allowed to go during Sfira? So they're not. They didn't know the halacha. Worst things have happened. V'chein etzlein l'aso shiduchem v'lichtav t'anayim mutu shloshem yichan v'achem mutu l'aso sudo an avart. Okay, we call avart, or t'anayim, or what do they call? They call l'chayim, all these new terms. You're allowed to do avoloi birikudim, but you're not allowed to have dancing. Go to a var during Svira, you're not allowed to have dancing, no music.
Umecholas.
What?
I went to it
last night. Was the dancing and music?
No music, no dancing.
The kol shchein she'asa lezamer bechle zemer bechein b'sudas harishus. And likewise, mutar k'mo sudas mireus. You're allowed to have a barbecue. Okay, you're allowed to have a sudas mireus. all of the organizations know. I think Torah Das always does this. I don't know whether them they make their dinners right. The best yeah. time. The best time to make a dinner for a yeshiva yeah. is Sfira. No, not good rate. No excuses. What kind of excuse? You can't come to dinner because your son, someone's getting married. Why are they getting a good rate? Because all the yeshivas are making dinners. All the yeshivas are making dinners.
And you still have fresh food.
Okay, so this is a great time to make a fundraising event.
Yes.
No one has an excuse. I can't come because Sheva Brachas, because of a wedding. There's no wedding. There's no Sheva Brachas. What are you talking about?
Now we have an excuse.
We have a vart. You have bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah. You'll always find a vart. I have a funeral. you'll always find an excuse. If I don't have, I'll make one. You'll always have an excuse. The chain suudas harishus mutter. You're allowed to have a suudas. You're allowed to have a barbecue, just a friendly barbecue. Mutter kamo suudas mireyus ulvach below yikidim mumacholos. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to have a barbecue, a sunny barbecue. You block on the block. It's a suudas mireyus b'fersh halach. It's mutter. The chain uagim this elu shalol listaper bayamim elu. Okay, he writes that this is a controversial. Today we become a very firm world where people don't take haircuts at all. The whole sphera. That's not the way I was told. Eidos Ne'emona from my Rebbe Rav Kahana, one of the Gedolei Hador, Poisek Hador, he says that when he was a Bachar, everyone shaves on Friday. There's no such thing as going the whole sphere without shaving, even by the best and the best. You shaved every Friday. The shaving Friday. Every Erev Shabbos, everyone shaved. Take a haircut also. Today, he told me this many years ago, he says, today, the whole sphere, you don't shave.
A PRE, you don't shave.
Yeah. Rabbi Leibowitz made the buffer in the base medrash, only he said, because a lot of guys were saying, see how long my beard is growing? He made those boys, he saw, he went around and made them shave on Friday. Because the only reason you're not shaving is you want to
stick.
See how thick your beard can
right.
be.
He made them shave. So
I
today,
think that Moshe said that you could shave Erev Shabbos.
You could shave Erev Shabbos. That used to be, it's clear, that is the way things were done years ago. Today, for some reason, no one knows. Laziness, whatever it is, for whatever reason. Today, they don't shave the whole thing. They don't shave from Pesach all the way until Shavuos. Arizal. But we're not Kubolim. We're just ordinary people. At least I think we're ordinary people. V'cheinu hagu b'medinas elu shaloi lehistaper bayam elu v'hu gamkin ha'inyin ha'velus. U'mi sheistaper koinzim eso. Al shav person who shaves, he's punished. Shav ala minig v'loi osa mitzvah yidinat v'mitzvah. Pashm is pashm hu di'im tzorch le'libriyosai lehistaper. A person needs to shave for his health. The motor, the Henke Sheyesh Mila, Bayam Elu Mutam Bala Abris, the Hainu Hamel, the Hassanik, the Aviaben, the Stav Biam Shalafne Hamila, the Samuk Laer, Bimne Sheyam Tim Shalamhu. If you have a Bris Mila, you're allowed to shave the night before. The night before, you're allowed to shave if you're the Mel, the Sandik, or the Avi Haben. Dalit, the Da, Sheyesh Minhagim Shon Binyan Azed. They're different Hagim exactly when exactly do you observe the Avelus. Sheyesh and Agu, Esu, Min Takeuf, Min Achar Pesach, and like Boimer. Umishav elch mutter nisuin vitispiros after like why everything is mutter. Lefisha yesh bemedrish the tezvav yamim koydim atzeres paskul milamos because it's a medrish, and it says that 15 days before Shavuos they stop dying. So if you count backwards 15 days, it's not Lag BaOmer. Doesn't say anywhere. Lag BaOmer is a new holiday that we invented. It's a new holiday. It's like Yom Atzmaot. It's like. It's a new holiday we invented, Lag BaOmer, and it's 15 days before. Listen, 15 days before, 15 days before, and it's a nice number, 15 days. That's when they start on happens. 15 days before is Lag BaOmer. Pasku Mulamus, Vinishar, Lamada, Lamada, Alad Yamim. Now, 15 days, I mean, it's like really 15 days before takes us to Lamid Dalit. So therefore we should really be forbidden 15 days back from 50. So it takes us back to 35. So therefore, Maker, I think we should be permitted to shave on, we should be forbidden to shave on Lag BaOmer. We first time which should be mutter is on Lamed Dalid, so off by one day. We say Mixas Hayam Mutter, so once already Mutter Biyom Lamed Dalid. And we say Mixas Hayoim, And therefore,
morning,
mutter biyom lamed aleph lo, because therefore it becomes mutter on the 30. What's it lamed aleph? It's lamed gimel.
No, it's still lamed aleph. He hasn't gotten.
Okay. Because not the night before. Vezel darke shor ben rabbeis Yosef. Shekas ad noyhagim shloil l'stabar. I'm sorry. Ad lamed gimel lo imer. Ad lamed gimel lo imer. Shoyim shas paskul milamus ve'ein l'stabar ad yom lamed dalid. Ba boiker. Elim kein chal yom lamed lamed gimel erev Shabbos. Shoz mistaprim boim b'nei kvar Shabbos. Then you can do the erev Shabbos. Ad kan l'shane. Ve'kas abes siv gimel. Yesh noyagim l'stabar b'rish chodesh ir. Those are minutes to shave Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but those who be on those that just on Rosh Chodesh they take advantage, that's a mistake. At Kan Lashon Kolay Mar, the Lufi Minig Zeh. According to this, that you start from the very beginning. Shachalag Boimer, Mutter Imkain, the Lufi Minig Zeh, Shachalag Boimer Mutter, Imkain Maschel Isser, Takeif Achar Pesach, Mimneish, Shemesu Bilamedal Yom, Min Achar HaPesach. The imkain eich mistar from Rosh Chodesh. You can't do that. For the have tarte the sashi v'zeh kishahiskar tisporis who adin nesun. We talk about taking a haircut. The same thing applies to getting married to chadimilsa. Now the yesh oid minog sheisur nimshach gam achar lag ba'omer. Okay, all different minhag over here. Okay, a lot of minhag we have to go until we get to our minig. Our minig is on lag ba'omer mamish. That's later on. But then it goes the second minig is that you start counting agam achar lag ba'omer ad atzeres. Oy at shloisha yimei hagbala, at least until 3 days before Shavuos. The lufi pashta the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, the Avamis sham nimshecha misasam arav atzeres. They died between Pesach and Shavuos. V'rak belamed gimel ba'omer ba'atzma mutar nisun v'disfaris v'neishem muchsak lanu liyamtov. Because that day we have a tradition that on day lamed gimel, the 33rd day, there was no dying. And in the meals, the achar kachaju mesu, they died more. And it's a sign. The reason why we want to give one day off is to show that they're only from these 50 days, only on 33 of the days did they die. We do not know which one of the 33 days that they died, but one thing is for sure, they did not die on day 33. And that's why we do 33 as a simon. Shalami gimel yom mesu v'hayom maschilim min beis derosh chodesh. You're going to the second minig. We start on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. V'nimshach ad atzeres v'gam lag ba'omer ba'atzman nechsha b'cheshbon. It's also part of the calculation, even though we do not actually observe lag ba'omer as a day of restriction. Avapi shaloi mesu bo yom hazeh. Ulfi minig zeh, mehagim hete ad Rosh Chodesh iyor, umaschilim the iser min yoim aleph to Rosh Chodesh. We start on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. On the first day of Chodesh iyor, v'nimshach ad yom rishon shal gimel yimei hagbala, umix zeh kikuloi, l'chein l'fi aminig hazeh, ad Rosh Chodesh iyor, mutur gam b'lag ba'imim, b'imim b'atzim, it's mutur, v'chein b'gimel yimei hagbala, v'shor kol yomim asurim. So according to the second minig, it begins on the second day Rosh Chodesh. It goes until the beginning of the first day of the Shloishes Yimei Hagbala. In the morning it's Mutter. And the only day that is an exception is Lag Ba'omer itself. V'chein b'gimel Yimei Hagbala v'shor kol yimam v'chol shor kol yimam v'chein hu minig shalanu v'im ha... Now he writes, that's his minig. His minig was the second minig. V'imcha Lag Ba'omer b'yom rishayin. If Lag Ba'omer calls out on like this year, v'mistabrim b'erev Shabbos ha'koydim b'mnei kevayit ha'shabbos. It's very important halacha. This year, on Friday, you are allowed to get a haircut. You're allowed to shave first thing in the morning. As soon as the sun rises, you are allowed to get a haircut. Zayin. V'hein, hein, divrei haramash. Shekazam sev gimel, miyu harab harim kam. So if the Yerushalayim over here, we have here two different minhagim so far. However, miyu b'harim kam was minhagim l'stabar ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The minhag is to take a haircut until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. V'oysen lo yispu milag bo'omer ve'eluch. And those should not take a haircut from Lag Ba'omer Ve'elich. Afal pi shemutar l'stabar b'Lag Ba'omer Ba'omer be'atzmo ve'osim b'mekom shonegim l'stabar b'Lag Ba'omer Ve'elich lo yistapru klal achar Pesach ad Lag Ba'omer ad kan l'shone. That's what we said, the two different minhagim. Either you start after Pesach to Lag Ba'omer, or you start from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos, until the Gimel Yimei Hagbala. V'zeh shekasa b'sif alav miyul b'Lag Ba'omer Ve'elich ha'kol shari ad kan l'shonei. How could it be Lag Ba'omer it's mutter? Zilfi minig zeh shem mistaprim milag ba'omer ve'elach ve'ein mistaprim ad Rosh Chodesh ir v'zeh minig rabbeinu beis Yosef avolo l'didon. So he's pointing out that this minig that you're allowed to actually shave, take a haircut, on Lag B'Omer itself is only according to the second minig. If your minig is to start from the second day Rosh Chodesh until the Gimel Yimei Hagbalah, then on Lag B'Omer itself, you're allowed to take a break and take a haircut on Lag B'Omer itself. But if you follow the very the first minig, where you start from Pesach until 15 days before Shavuos, that would mean technically, according to the letter of the law, that Lag B'Omer is Osur. Osur. And the first time you can take a haircut is on Lamed Daled B'Omer. So how could it then be that we take the best of both worlds? Right. We take the best of both worlds. We start after Pesach, and we go until, not Lamed Daled, but until Lag B'Omer. Avaloli done this wrong. V'zesha kosav v'sedeiz al divri rabbeinu b'yitzev she'in v'star b'lag b'Omer elu b'lamed daled kosav kosav v'zed l'shanem dinos elu eilei hanki dvarav elu m'starprim exactly the point we don't follow. We do. We take the best of both worlds. M'starprim b'yom lamed gimel u'me Marbim by Ktsas Simcha, the Ein Em by Tachlan, Ad Kan Lashon, Vichavanosa, the Leinian Lag Baomer by Atzma, Bechol Makoim Nohagim Lahatir, Bein Lefimin Ogenu, Shalabinu Bas Yosef, Bein Lefimin Ogenu Bemnesh, Machzikim Hayom Azel Ktsas Yantif, Vigam Bemincha Shalafon of Regilim, even Minchel, you do not say Tachnon before. Does that mean Shabbos? Shabbos, this year Shabbos Mincha, you do not say Tzitkoscha Tzedek. I even saw that in the Luach. What? Pachoikas?
Erev Lag
B'Omer. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'gam B'mincha Shalafanav, yeah?
Said some people start the first 33 days.
Yes.
But some of the days are still Yontif, so that's...
It does, Enochanami, you can't... Enochanami, you're right, but that doesn't matter. You're gaining... You're right, you're gaining. It's an advantage. You're allowed to listen to music on Chol HaMoed, even though it's Sfira. But anyway, you can't shave on Chol HaMoed. And anyway, you can wash your...
But you, no, you don't feel available.
Enoch Nami, it's still part of the calculation. Okay. Ubein lefi zemen again lo mimnei shvach zignu hayom hazel ktsas yamdu v'gam b'mincha shalafanem v'regilim l'kroisa halul. So therefore, he says over here that the minigay is according to Aruch HaShulchan that b'erev ya erev lag b'omer, you do not say tachnon. Okay, in the Luach, the Ezra's Torah Luach, if I'm not mistaken, I saw the Shabbos, this past Shabbos, because I was looking for this Shabbos, and I already
so
jumped in.
Before your article, that at Ktsas Mekoymas, they say Tachan before Lag B'Omer.
You do say Ktsas Mekoymas. You do say Tachan. Okay, in the Chanami. In the Aruch HaShulchan, in the Luach of the Ezra's Torah, which is Kodesh Kodoshim, from most shuls, it says there that you do not say Tzitkoscha Tzedek. Ein Oimrim Tzitkoscha Tzedek this coming Shabbos. Obviously following the Pesach of the Aruch HaShulchan, but you're saying not all agree to this Pesach Halacha. Regilin L'Kroisa Hilula D'Rashbi. The Hilula D'Rashbi, Uve Eretz Yisrael Mar B'Tfilo, V'Hadlokas Haneros, Tfilo, and to light candles in honor of Rashbi. Meres al kivo hakodesh is holy kever v'omim shenestalik b'yamazeh. We have a legend, a tradition that he died. The day that he died is on Lag B'Omer v'gam yotza mehamor b'yamazeh. Also that he came out of the cave. He had to go away in hiding for 13 years. 13 years, he was afraid for his life because he said something bad about the government. They were discussing the government. One Tana said the government should be praised. Look what they do. They build bridges. They build roads. Look how good they are to us. There was another time that was silent. He had nothing to say. He said he abstained from any comment. And Rashbi said, whatever they do for their own benefit. They build bridges to collect taxes. They build roads to make it easy for Zoynois to go on the roads. Everything is for their own benefit. They don't deserve any praise whatsoever. When the government heard what Rashbi said, they wanted to kill him. So he had to run away. His wife would bring him food. And then they said, it's not a good idea, she should bring us food. No, we went because women, noshim daitan kalais, they'll torture her. They'll torture and she will confess, she will admit, she will reveal our hiding place. So therefore he told his wife not to come anymore. He went to a cave. He hid in the cave for 12 years. He came after 12 years. He saw people after the people were working. And he said, you're working? How could you go to work? Koilel. Don't you know that go Koilel? The purpose of this world is not to go to work, it's to go to Koilel. So they gave a look and they destroyed. Anyone who they looked at was burnt to a crisp. Hashem said, go back to your kollel.
<You're> go back.
You're coming to destroy my world. Go back and learn what it means to live in this world. He went back for another year, and then he came out, and he understood the world was different, and that's why he was there for 13 years. So when did he come out of the cave? On Lag B'Omer. Lag B'Omer, that's why Lag B'Omer, you go out, the yeshivas are bottle. The yeshivas are bottle. You go and you take the children to play games. Why? That's what Rashbi did. Rashbi, he left the Beis Medrash. He left the Beis Medrash to go out into the world to appreciate the beauty of the world. Haneg bohem minag derech eretz. He left the Beis Medrash to go out, and he saw people running l'chvayt Shabbos. He saw people being oisek in this world to sustain this world. So that's what they do in yeshivas. They take them out of the Beis Medrash to a beautiful park to see the beauty of the Niflois HaBoyre. That's from the Makor of the Minute, to take children out of the Beis Medrash on like. It's not that he died. Dying is not something you focus on to embrace death. He died. His neshama went up to Shemayim. We don't know this in Yoni Kabbalah. Let's be practical. What did he do in his lifetime on Lag BaOmer? He went out to appreciate the world. There's a Beis Medrash. There's a Beis Medrash. Avada. But you have to appreciate there are things out there that in the flois haboyre. You want to see out there. You focus on the living. Don't focus on the Kabbalah of dying. Okay, so the bottom line over here is, let's review the basic. You said there's a lot more to this, but the basics over here of the Ramah is there are two minhagim, and the two minhagim are extremely they are very different. Minhag number one is to start from Pesach and to end 15 days before Shavuos. Which means you have to go through full 33 days. Lamedalid, Mixasim Kukuloi, Lamedal also. You really go to 35. I'm sorry, you really go to 35. Really, the first day when you can relax the restrictions is day 35. 35. Why 34? Mixas Hayom Kikuloi. Once
you went to 34, but you should have to go 34 to the end of the day.
You should have to go to the end of the day 35. Right. So the first day when you can relax the restrictions, Meikar Hadin, is day 35. So why then do you relax on day 34? I go until the morning. The whole night and the whole morning, and I relax. So therefore, Mixas Hayom Kikuloi. That's the way it really should be if you observe the minhag starting after Pesach. The second minhag is you start the second day, and according to that, the Rosh Chodesh, there's no exceptions. The second minhag is to start the first day of the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of Chodesh Iyar. And you go until Shloishes Yimei, the first day of Shloishes Yimei Hagbalah. However, there's one day off. What's the one? According to the second meaning only, according to the second meaning, there's a Mesorah. There's a tradition that Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov. What is the Yom Tov? Kabbalah, Hoyt Shebehoyt. Rashbi came out of the cave on this day, or Rashbi died on this day. It's a Yom Tov, and we have a legend that no one died on this day. And therefore, Lag BaOmer is a day when you don't have any restrictions, at least not in the morning. Now, what do we... So, well, that's only according to the second meaning. What?
Why?
I guess it's a Yom Tov. Since already Hagbalah has a Shlosh Yomim, I guess it's a Hachana. It's a Hachana. So it comes out that Meikar Hadin, the only one that has a right to go to the Lag BaOmer parade, is only if you observe the second minhag. If you observe the first minhag, Meikar Hadin, you don't have a right to go to the Lag BaOmer day parade. So why then do we do so? That's the nature of wedding also. You can't make a wedding on Lag BaOmer. So that's the nature of Yadus, is you like a little bit of everything. That's exactly what it says in Aruch HaShulchan, that the people have decided to take a little minute from them, you take a little from them, make life good. Take all the coolest. The coolest is you go and you get it over with. You start the first minute. You chop it right in Pesach. Anyway, Pesach doesn't make nafkamina. So you right away save yourself 7 days. Six, 7 days. You save yourself from the Omer. And then you go right away to Lag BaOmer. And you're there early also. If my brother is celebrating a Lag BaOmer because he has a tradition, it's a holiday. So for me, it's also a holiday today. So it's really a bit of corruption if you read between the lines.
Hey,
we're mamish, you're chopping the rye, the coolest of both. Not so simple. Not so simple at all, but this is what we do. Okay? And the thing is... They do keep the Lamadal. They don't play games.
Yep.
They don't play games. Okay, there's a lot more, so we'll stop here.